What's your story?
I have worked with Innisfil today for more than 2 years, and I've been privileged to be involved in the telling of over 265 stories in our community thus far. Whether featuring local dancers who won 3 medals, a retired detective sergeant turned minister, or a Juno winner who performed for nearly 100,000 people on the same stage as Janis Joplin, I can objectively state that residents of the town have interesting, engaging stories. I may be biased as a journalist and author, but what is life, if not a collection of stories, whether we're living them, sharing them, or turning over a new leaf? Singers share stories through song, photographers through the lens of a camera, and musicians with their instruments and perhaps an ensemble. I've witnessed community groups join together to reach a common goal, and it's always inspiring to learn how the members of the Innisfil Lions Club, the Rotary Club of Innisfil and Innisfil Community Events, ICE, are planning the next event and supporting others both near and far. I understand why the town's strategic plan is built on 4 pillars: grow, sustain, connect, and serve. Innisfil has expanded and grown in the nearly 8 years I've lived here. When I moved to Innisfil from Toronto, I was impressed by the small town feel and proximity to nature and wildlife that I hadn't experienced in the city. As we approach the end of 2024, I can't help but reflect on how my perspective has changed. Whether big or small, it's easy to recognize changes in Innisfil. That wasn't always the case in the downtown core. Whether you are excited about the development in Innisfil, such as the Orbit, or reminisce about the days of fewer buildings that someone like me will never know, there's a beauty to being cognizant of the changes made in town at this very moment in time. Living in Innisfil and working with Innisfil today has taught me the meaning of community. Truly. I used to think of community as a buzzword. When I was living in the city, it seemed to be uttered in an attempt to create a connection. When I heard community mentioned in the news, it often felt manufactured. I certainly didn't feel connected to the neighborhood in which I lived, though I liked the area. I didn't think about the programs offered through community groups. I certainly didn't know elected officials on a first-name basis, and unless something affected me directly, it wasn't on my radar. All of that has changed. Now, being a member of the community means that though we may not know what each person is going through, by living in the town of Innisfil, we are connected. In certain situations, there are even whispers of the 3 Musketeers All for One and One for All slogan, and though challenges are inevitable, I hope for the best for everyone. I can't wait to continue sharing your stories in 2025. Whether you're with your given family or your chosen one, I hope you and yours enjoy the holiday season.